Well, the Missouri Highway Patrol says the majority of deer strike crashes between cars and deer occur in October and November of each year, and that last year there were multiple fatalities in the Show Me State involving deer and car collisions. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to talk about these numbers and, more importantly, also talk about what folks can do to try to avoid it and to be on the lookout is Missouri Highway Patrol Captain John Hotz. Captain Hotz, those numbers are staggering. What can you tell us, and how many people actually died last year from this?
Last year there were 6 fatalities and 455 people injured in collisions between vehicles and deer. So obviously that's a tremendous problem, and it's one that hopefully we can try to help minimize as much as possible.
And that's one deer strike about every 1.9 hours. Again, staggering.
Yeah, it's a big number, especially when you consider that most of the crashes happen in October and November. And when you stretch that out over the whole year, there's a lot of those crashes that are happening.
In terms of October and November, why do you think that is?
You've got, of course, harvest time, and I know that gets them kind of moving around a little bit. You've got hunters out there who are moving around, stirring them up a little bit. Of course, we have mating season for the deer, and so that's going to get them moving as well. So all those things together add up to an increase, particularly in October and November, in the number of deer that are out moving around close to or across the highway.
In terms of, Captain Hunt's, the time of the day when this is most likely to happen, the patrol says most of the collisions are occurring between 5 p.m. and 6:59 a.m. Why do you think that is?
Well, of course, that's pretty close to the time of sunset and sunrise, and we know that deer move around quite a bit in the dark hours, and so we see a significant increase in those numbers during those dark hours.
These fatalities, what's happened? Did the deer come through the, and I know you don't have every single case, that's fine, but in general, is the deer coming through the windshield? Is maybe they're not wearing a seatbelt and they get thrown out of the car? What's happening there?
What happens most of the time when you have a fatal deer car crash is the people in the car overreact, and they either slide across the roadway and strike another vehicle, a tree, overturn several times, and in a lot of cases, the occupants are not wearing seatbelts, and they end up being ejected from the vehicle. So the safest thing, if you see a deer out there, it's okay to slow down, but try not to do anything too drastic that's going to increase the chance of you being in a crash or other vehicles around you being involved in a crash.
I'll give you an example. I was driving home late night, Highway 63, and there was a large buck, I mean, literally on the side. And he was actually on the side of the highway. He was between the shoulder, and the thing was huge. And it looked like he was going to run out into the to the roadway. There was nobody behind me, thank goodness, but I slowed down. But what if you have a car behind you and somebody's not paying attention? I mean, there's a potential of getting hit in the back, too.
Absolutely, and we do see that where people, they jam the brakes on and try to slow down as much as they can, and end up getting struck from behind by other vehicles who, as you stated, maybe are not paying attention. Also, if you, slam on your brakes, that brings the front of your vehicle down somewhat, which can allow that vehicle, instead of being struck by the front of the car, it actually allows it to get up on the hood and then even into the passenger compartment of your vehicle.
Has that happened?
It does happen from time to time.
And what happens there?
Well, if you if that large animal gets inside the vehicle with you, it is not uncommon for the people to be seriously injured or killed.
Because the thing's kicking, et cetera.
Right, and when you consider if you're going 55 or 60 miles an hour and you hit a 150-pound deer and it comes inside the vehicle with you, there's a tremendous amount of force inside.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's going to be experienced.
Just horrible, horrible stuff. I mean, it's just, again, the importance of being careful. Anything you would like to add, feel free, sir.
Just make sure, again, this most of the people that are killed in these crashes, again, have overreacted, have tried to turn one way or another and have ended up losing control of the vehicle. And then also most of them do not have seatbelts on, which means once that vehicle slides out of control, overturns, strikes another object, they're thrown around or ejected in their vehicle and or seriously injured or killed.
The other thing we'll point out, it's not just rural areas. It can happen in the cities, too. There's been deer in St. Louis City, for instance, or Kansas City, they've been seen.
Absolutely. You can see deer anywhere, anytime, any place. We've pointed out the times when there are more deer than usual, but you can see them, particularly when they're stirred up. You can see them moving around, even in neighborhoods and stuff.